Hear further from the word of the Lord in the book Conjugal Love, number 214. That with those who are in love truly conjugal, conjunction of minds grows, and with this, friendship. But with those who are not in conjugal love, friendship, together with conjunction of minds, decreases. The reason why conjunction of minds grows with those who are in love truly conjugal has been shown in the chapter that treats of the conjunction of souls and minds by marriage, which is meant by the Lord's words, "They are no more two, but one flesh." This conjunction grows as friendship conjoins itself to love. The reason is that friendship is as the face of that love and also as its garment. For not only does friendship adjoin itself to the love as a garment, but it also conjoins itself to it as a face. Love, before there is friendship, is similar to the love of the sex. And this love, after the marriage vow, fades away. But love conjoined with friendship remains after the vow and is also made stable and secure. It also enters interiorly into the breast. Friendship introduces love and makes it truly conjugal. And then this love makes this, its friendship, to become also conjugal, a friendship which differs greatly from the friendship of any other love, for it is full. It is well known that the opposite takes place with those who are not in conjugal love. With them, the first friendship, which is instilled at the time of betrothal and then during the first days after the wedding, withdraws more and more from the interiors of the mind and by stages departs from them at length to the outer skin. And with those who think of separation, it goes away entirely. But with those who do not think of separation, love remains in externals, but is cold in internals. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.